You're listening to White Teen Words Podcast, powered by Quirktastic. I'm your host, leader, and center, Deb. And each episode, my members and I will discuss and debate a K-music-related topic, Ichima. We're not your bias's personal hype women. Hana to set. Let's get it. This is silly. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to episode zero, a not so formal introduction to White Teen Words. Each episode, my members and I will generally follow one of three debate formats. Hana, the casual debate. Under 30 minutes, we're taking it back to high school debate club. In these episodes, there will be an affirmative and negative team. Dun, the spectrum discussion, modeled after Jubilee Spectrum series on YouTube. In these episodes, a statement will be made and we'll decide whether we strongly agree, somewhat agree, feel neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Whew, that is a lot. And finally, set. Good for the Blacks, adopted from the Read podcast, we'll be discussing and deciding, is it in fact good for the Blacks? Now you're probably wondering, who are the lovely Black women behind White Teen Words? Well, our group consists of me, Deb, the host, leader, and center.
Oh my god. I can't! I can't stand y'all. Like, how is it gonna be a Beyonce and Kelly and a Michelle in a 13-person group? Like,
Destiny, our main vocalist.
Yeah, you know, I say in every group, there's always a Beyonce. They can. Every K-pop group is a Beyonce. There's that star that if they went solo, they could do just fine.
And Larissa, the lead vocalist and main dancer.
They just have to be humble. Listen, you could always see it. Like, if you're the dancer of the group, you just dance your heart away. If you're the rapper, just keep rapping. Stay in your lane.
We all met through Quirktastic, and Destiny and I are on the social team, and then Larissa's the head of editorial. So that's definitely, make sure you're checking out Quirktastic after you listen to us, because that's where you'll be able to find us as well. Okay, so let's get into questions. When did everyone first get into K-pop?
I can go first with that one. I got into K-pop probably this year. probably this year or last year. My niece is like my light. I love her so much. And she got into K-pop, and I wanted to kind of know more about the things that she loves, and she was really, really passionate about it. So then I ended up just sitting down with her one day, and we watched K-pop videos like the whole day. And I just remember being like, wow, this is like a whole different world that I never knew about. And it's really interesting. I loved all the like cutesy songs. Like Blackpink is my band, my group, my bias, my everything. I love them. So watching all those music videos with them, and it was just everything that I love, like girly and upbeat and pop, I was just like hooked after watching it. And then finding out, because I'm somebody who likes drama a lot, just not in my own life, like just other dramas, I realized K-pop is just a whole bunch of drama. Like, there's just a lot of things that you're starting to find out about just different bands, about K-pop stans in general. So I would say this year is when I got really heavily, heavily invested.
I'm a bit of a veteran, I feel like. I got into K-pop in 2009 with SHINee's song Ring Ding Dong. And so I was part of the era of M Black, 2 p.m., Big Bang, 21, 4 minute, all those. And my biases have always been like the older the older bands, like DBSK is one of my absolute faves, G-Dragon, and Neil On from Teen Top. But I also love all the new bands, like BTS has been killing it. Oh my goodness, like Jimin is everything.
So I actually realized like back in like 2009, 2010 on Facebook, my brother like shared I think it was a Girls' Generation video on my profile. And at the time I was like, what is this? Like, what? Like, I didn't understand. And it's so funny now because like then 6 years later, I met my Korean American friend and she introduced me to 21 and Big Bang. So I got into K-pop like right at the end of Big Bang's Made album promotional period. So I like just missed their tour and everything. I was so upset. So to basically answer, I've been a fan since 2016, especially what like the era right before BTS won top social artist at Billboard. So I'm not gonna lie, I feel some type of pride, like being like, I was a BTS fan before Billboard put y'all on.
Yeah, I feel that too. Right. Like, where y'all was at?
But there are BTS fans I've been with them since like this, like high school, like hip hop theme era. So like those are the OGs, OGs. But like. Yeah, so I've been a fan since 2016, and at first I was only into boy groups, but then we could talk about this later, but afterwards I found Red Velvet, and then I was like, girl groups are cool too!
Ooh, I love Red Velvet.
Same. Although, yeah, we'll still have to talk about Zim Zola Bim right now! We won't talk about that. Okay, so currently, who are like some of your favorite groups, girl and guy groups?
I'll let Destiny go first. I'm still thinking.
Okay, so I like Girls' Generation a lot. Like, a lot, a lot. And they're one of the older groups, too. So the fact that I, like, discovered them at this point, and I'm, like, still that's obsessed so with their sad. Music and stuff like that, I think. I know, isn't it?
That's how I felt about Big Bang. I was like, oh, my gosh, these dudes are it. And then I was like, oh, this is, like, their last album for at least a while, y'all.
Yeah, no, that's how I feel, too. Because I was, like, because I heard, I was, like, captured by G. And then I knew I heard that song from like somewhere in my childhood a long time ago. And now I'm like, wow, I figured out who it is. And I love their music. So they're probably like in my top. But right now, and since I got into K-pop, I would say Blackpink is just everything to me. I love those girls. I follow them all on Instagram. Like, they are just the bee's knees. They're actually the one K-pop group that I actually don't mind following, like, stan accounts and watching fan cams. Usually I'm like, stay away. But I really love Blackpink. And then I think those are like my two big ones. I like BTS, but I don't really know, like, besides their popular songs. But I think that's pretty much it. I'm more of a girl, like a girls group person. Like, I love Red Velvet. Like, I just like Twice. Like, oh, I love Twice. So like, those are my type of like bands and groups.
Okay. For me, I don't know, because I kind of listen to K hip hop and K-pop equally. I feel like right now, I do obviously, not obviously, but like I love BTS for sure. But as listeners, forewarning, will learn, just because we love someone doesn't mean we won't call them out. if they need to be. Like, just putting that out there right now. So BTS, I mean, I went to their concert in New Jersey, and I'm based in the Midwest, so that is a level of dedication that not everybody has. Other groups I like, I love, so they're not an idol group. At least I don't call them an idol group. I think they're definitely more like rock because they play instruments and they don't dance. I love D6. Like, if there's a group that at the top of my head I can be like, they don't have one bad song, that is D6 for me. They don't have one bad song. And I'm so upset that I didn't get to go to their concert last year. So hopefully, I'm hoping I'll have another opportunity to someday. I also really like NCT 127. I like Red Velvet. I haven't liked their latest stuff. I know there is, but like, I like Red Velvet.
I will never understand how people can stand like those big K-pop groups because it gives me anxiety. It gives me the worst anxiety. Like, I'm like, I don't want to, there's just too many of you for me to like. And it's just like my love cannot be distributed equally among all 50 of you. Like, it's just like, and I gotta know your names. It stresses me out. Stress is me out.
And then when they change up their look, it's like, who is who?
Can't do that to me. It's like looking at old Blackpink stuff. I was like, oh my god, they used to be blonde. Like, it changes my whole like
dead.
But like, looking at big K-pop groups, and I'm like, oh my god, there's like subsections that I gotta learn, sub people. It's like, no,
sub units.
Yeah, bro, I get anxiety. I'm like, no.
Look, Twice has so many members too, and I love Twice, but I'll be honest, I don't know any of y'all's names. Like, I don't, like, I know Suzu. Her name is written, I think it's Japanese, so that's why I'm pronouncing it like that. I know her name, it starts with a D, and I know her because there's this video where she like can see a camera from a mile away. You know, have you ever seen those tweet threads, like idols that can like sense a camera even if it's not like actually visible?
Yes. And she,
like, Jennie's like that too from Blackpink.
She's like, I sense a camera. Mm. Where is it? I found you.
Yeah.
I stay ready.
I stay ready. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, there's one member like that. It. And then there's this other one. I don't know if she's a leader, but I think she is. She has, like, her teeth are really cute. She kind of has, like, two front teeth that are, like, kind of not prominent. Like, it's not buck teeth, but they're, like, you could see it when she smiles, and it like suits her face so well. And she's usually in the center. She's really pretty. And then there's this other member who's apparently dating Daniel Kang. So like, I know some of, like, I recognize all their faces, but I can't tell you their names. I also like Red Velvet. Red Velvet's cool too. Right now, I first got into them during the Dum Dum Russian Roulette era, and my favorite to date is like Bad Boy and Peekaboo. But yeah, I like a red array of people. And like, I could go on a whole nother spiel about who I like in K-hip hop.
I feel like Bad Boy, not to cut you off, I feel like Bad Boy is like the perfect song. Like, the perfect K-pop song, at least. Like, it just sounds beautiful. Like, I can listen to that song. I think I have listened to that song when I first heard it maybe 8 different times in a row. Not even kidding you. Like, I have listened to it in English. I've listened to it in Korean. Like, I absolutely, like, I could sing the words in English now because I love that song so much. Yeah, I'm obsessed with Bad Boy.
Yes.
With that being said, favorite songs... Like, it can be for the past or now.
I always will love DBSK's Merodic. That's, like, the K-pop song that when I first heard it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be obsessed with this genre for the next, like, half of my life. Because it's so, like, upbeat, but it still, like, has this edge to it. And then, of course, you see them dancing, and it's like, ah! So that's one of my favorite.
Any songs that have come out recently?
I would say Kill This Love. For me, Kill This Love. Kill This Love by Blackpink is like just a banger. It's just a banger, and it's been shown everywhere. And it's just like, I just feel really pumped when I listen to it. And I also love in Kill This Love, there's a Jennie and Lisa part, specifically like them two rapping together. And those are like my biases. So I'm just like, yes! Like I gain like 20 years of my life is added just from that one part.
I love it.
Let's see, what song do I really like right now? It's not new, but I really like Late Night by Gray and Loco.
No, I do like that one.
It's a good song, and they're both and the video is just like so fun to watch. So I like in my head I'd be thinking, oh, I know the words to this, but now I'm like, I definitely do not.
Yes.
Another song that I'm like obsessed with, and I don't know why, is Hyuna. Is that how you say her name?
I think it's Hyuna. Hyuna.
Oh, I love Hyuna. Hyuna.
Yeah, Lip and Hip. Mm-hmm. Lip and Hip is like my jam. Mm-hmm. Like I listen to that like working out, doing anything. I love that song. Mm-hmm. I loved the dance choreography to that song like a million times. I can't do it, but I just like watching her do it, and I just think it's like interesting. But I'm like obsessed with that song.
Yeah, everything she does is always true. A bop.
I'm excited to see what she does at P Nation, because that's Psy's record label, because he used to be YG and then I think his contract ended and then he started his own. So her boyfriend and Edon and then Jesse are under that label right now.
I also like I'm just spewing off songs that I like, but I really like Dale.
Dala?
By Howlin'.
Oh no, that's different. Dale. Okay, Howlin'.
Is it Dala?
No, I'm thinking about that's an ITZY song. Dala is an ITZY song, but that's something. Howlin' is somebody else.
Howlin', yeah, I love her.
I love Howlin'.
Oh my god, I'm so glad I found somebody else who loves her, because you know what? Every time I mention her, nobody ever knows who she is, or they just know that one song and they don't think it's that great. But I'm like, how could you?
Yeah.
Like, she's so great. And then like the more I love her so much, and the more that like I find out about her, the more like I just think she's so interesting. Like, she was one of the first K-pop artists that I saw that used Black people in their like videos, but they use like the backup dancers and stuff. Like, they didn't like use them as props, you know what I mean? Like, she like actually had Black, like this one girl specifically is like a Black backup dancer that she has, and she like takes pictures with her and she's like, I love you, like you're the best. And then like I've seen like she had one music video for another song that I love that I can't remember. She had like a Black guy be like the love interest, and it was just like wow, like I didn't see out of all the K-pop videos I watched, like I had never seen that before, and I was just like, I love her so much.
Yeah, like that was really like transcending and groundbreaking, because she made it to where it's not like, oh, you're just an accessory for this video. She's like, no, you guys are like awesome, and I'm gonna make you guys the highlight of each like song I do, which I appreciate.
Yeah, and they didn't have any like, I mean, not to say like anything's wrong with Weave, but like it was like a summertime video, so like the Black Bank backup dancer had like braids. It was cute, and I was just like, what? I love her. Go listen to Howlin', stan her.
Okay,
so good.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Her name is spelled H-Y-O-L-N, right? Or is it?
Yes. Yeah. And she used to be, I think she used to be in like, I'm not going to say Sistar. I don't think it's Sistar. It's some.
I think it is Sistar, yeah. Because I remember Hyolyn, yeah.
Yes. I didn't know her in her K-pop group days. So I know her as a solo artist because it was Sistar. Yeah, Sistar 19. Boop. Okay, I got it. Boop, boop.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know her as like in that group. I just knew like she was like a solo artist. And I was like, oh, yes.
Yes, she's so awesome. Especially when she was in Sistar, like she really held the group together, I think, because she had so much charisma.
Yeah. You know, I say in every group, there's always a Beyonce. Every K-pop group is Beyonce. There's that star that if they went solo, they could do just fine. And then if you're lucky, you might have another Kelly in there, someone talented, probably just like a smidge equally talented as the Beyonce of the group. And then you always have like a Michelle, no shade to Michelle. There's always that who's like a good performer, but if they made it by themselves, they were not going to make it to the big leagues, and it's okay.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah. They just have to be humble.
Yeah, Beyonce in the group, it's okay. It's just not your place.
Yeah. Like if you're the dancer of the group, you just dance your heart away. If you're the rapper, just keep rapping. You. Stay in your lane.
I can't stand y'all. Like, how is it gonna be a Beyonce and Kelly and a Michelle in a 13-person group?
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, you can always
There are always the stars of the group, and you can tell. Like, you know, sometimes you be seeing people's biases, and it's like, sometimes you just know, like, that bias is not as popular as the other one, because the other one is clearly the star. Like, you can just
God. This is about to be a whole ass episode.
Yes. Like, let's talk about, like, in Super Junior, that had, like, 15 or something members. I don't even remember Lee Chuck. And Shindong.
I'm not gonna mention my group because I be dragging the best out of my group.
That's gonna be another episode. Yeah. So yeah,
I have a couple of people where I'm like, you are not the Beyonce sweetheart, and if you were to be dropped from the group, I don't know how much of a career you would have outside of this K-pop.
Okay, I will say that there is someone like there is Michelle in Big Bang, but like we're not going to talk about that because that's a touchy topic anyways.
But I need to know which one is it. Who I think it is. Does the name start with an S?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I already spoiled it.
I mean, we'll see if I keep this in or not, but I mean, people have been saying OT4, so.
Exactly. So, and no offense, but he's high key problematic anyway.
Not offensive at all. I think the media would beg to agree with you. So
bloop.
And I